When you think about spring vegetables, asparagus comes to mind, and it's loaded with vitamins, minerals, and fiber. Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. If you're looking to eat asparagus at its peak of local freshness in the Midwest, buy it from late March through early June. Its spears should be crisp, and the tips should be pointed and tightly closed. It's typically sold in bundles, but if not, choose spears equal in size so cooking times will be consistent. Asparagus is not a vegetable we often eat raw, but it doesn't need a whole lot of cooking time. The University of Missouri Extension's Seasonal and Simple Guide to Fresh Fruits and Vegetables suggests cutting the spears off 1 inch from the end and placing them upright in an inch of water in the refrigerator. Clean it under cool running water. Cook asparagus using the blanching method or steaming, grilling, roasting, or microwaving. To blanch asparagus, place it in boiling water, then turn the heat down on the stove and cook it uncovered, but not for very long. Anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes. To keep asparagus green and fresh after you cook it, run it under cold water. Good flavors with asparagus are butter, olive oil, lemon, or grated Parmesan cheese. A serving of asparagus will give you a good amount of vitamins A and C, antioxidants that may reduce heart disease and cancer risk, and help your body absorb iron. Asparagus also has potassium, vitamin K, folate, and fiber. Folate helps prevent certain birth defects and heart disease. Fiber helps control cholesterol and keeps you regular, as they say. I'm Julie Harker.